the many realms of Azeroth to the great dark beyond via the magic of podcasting. This is episode 38 of The Rolling Restart, a WoW podcast for you, for me, and for my co-host this week. She flies the red flag of the Horde outside of her home, even though she burns blue for the Dallas Fuel in Overwatch sometimes. Actually, well, burning blue sounds like a very Horde thing to do, come to think of it. She is a mother to many fur babies, she likes to play with fire, and has a hunger for poutine that is so intense she would do unspeakable things for it. She's an esports reporter by day, a lagging baller by night, and never one to turn down a burrito. It's Thist. Hi, Thist.
Hi, how did you know I was currently eating a burrito?
When aren't you eating a burrito?
That's a good point.
Now, have you ever had a poutine burrito?
No, but you're saying poutine wrong. Sorry.
Well, it's just, I'm an American, so we say poutine wrong. It's kind of a thing.
It's causing like a weird visceral reaction in me. You gotta like bring out the French Canadian in you. I know that there's some. There's got to be.
I mean, I know I'm part Irish, part German. I'm even, true story, 1/16th Korean, which may be why I'm so great at esports. Not really. But I don't think I have any French or Canadian in me, question mark.
Okay, fine. That's fine, I guess. It's not your fault.
See, I can't even say sorry right. Damn it.
Ah, jeez. I'm leaving.
All right. Well, you know, this week, on many of these episodes, I tend to have like one focus topic that I think we're going to talk about. And this week, I don't think we're going to follow that. One thing I've noticed is that with episodes that usually include you and me, we kind of go to strange, random places. And I'm all for that. So we'll start somewhere and we'll see where we end.
Okay.
Right now, this is the middle of June, which, believe it or not, means we are less than 2 months away from Battle for Azeroth, which is pretty freaking crazy to think that the next time you and I talk, we will probably have a character well on its way to level 120, and that's kind of insane.
It is, and I, like, the lull between expansions is, it's interesting this time around, because, like, last time I felt, I don't know. I was content, I think. Like, I had a lot to do still, even though I had, like, you know, done all of the raids on Heroic and everything was cleared up and I had flying, et cetera, et cetera. But this time, like, I'm so ready. And I think it's not necessarily because there's nothing to do in game, because I always seem to find something to do and WoW. But I'm just, like, I don't think I've ever been more excited for a new expansion than I have been this time around. And that's saying a lot, because every expansion is a life-changing, like, Christmas-type experience, you know? But, like, this time, I feel like this expansion in particular could rival, you know, Wrath. And everybody loves Wrath, you know? But, like, this could be the next Wrath. Like, this could be the next expansion that is, like, one of those legendary, like, 10 years from now, we're like, oh, do you remember when BFA came out and how much fun it was and how different it was and how much fun we all had and all these new things that were introduced? And I think a lot of that has to do with just the, I don't know, going back to WoW's roots and just like what BFA is based upon. And that's just kind of what we've been building up to this entire time.
I find it interesting and kind of refreshing that you're actually saying these things, because what you're talking about right now reminds me of the sentiment that a lot of people had in the weeks up to Legion launching. A lot of people had a lot of high hopes for Legion. Legion felt like it was going to be this really great thing based on, you know, first accounts of beta testers and stuff. And I would argue that Legion was a pretty damn good expansion. Mm-hmm. I rank it as being the best expansion right besides Wrath of the Lich King. I kind of think of them as 1A and 1B.
True.
The feelings that you're having about Battle for Azeroth, I wouldn't say you're the only one having those feelings, but I would say from the outside looking in, I feel like you might be in somewhat of a minority, because the general feeling I've seen with like content creators when I'm looking at YouTube videos and all that stuff is that people are excited, but there's also this weird feeling of unsureness or tension. And I think that's not because they feel that, oh my gosh, it's going to suck. It obviously sucks because you're following the whole Star Trek formula of good sequel, bad sequel, good sequel, bad sequel. I think John Jagger brought that up once. But it's more just a Legion set the bar so freaking high. How does Battle for Azeroth top that? So a lot of people are feeling like, I hope it's good, but I don't want to get my hopes too up. And it's just kind of a weird feeling and sentiment that I've seen around everywhere. And I have to admit that I think I'm kind of in that group, not because I'm jumping on the bandwagon or anything like that, but having played what I have on the beta so far, I can't yet say that Battle for Azeroth is going to be better than Legion. I don't think I can say it can be worse either, though. I'm getting kind of the same rough feeling as I got when I was testing Legion.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I think maybe not looking at Legion like... Okay, well, this is going to sound weird. Legion is and was a massive achievement in... on all fronts, really, in World of Warcraft. Like, it managed to pull off and introduce new features that have changed the game, honestly. Like, they have. And, I don't know, like, think about the new features that they brought in for Draenor, like the garrisons. And do you remember how everybody was really, like, most people were up in arms about the selfie cam? You know, it was stuff
when
like
the entire
that.
Patch is dedicated to a selfie cam, seemingly. Yeah.
And like, I'm saying this as a huge fan of WoD and of the selfie cam and of the garrison. I liked all of it.
But take selfies all the time. I've seen.
Of course, I do. But what I'm saying is, like, people look back on WoD and look at the new features that it introduced and don't say, wow, what a marvel. Like, what the game is so much better because of it. No. Mm-hmm. But we're going to be looking back on Legion and saying, like, whoa, like, the Mythic Plus dungeons were awesome, and, like, time walking was awesome, et cetera, et cetera. Like, all of these new things, they were great. And so, while it is fair to say, and it is correct to say, that Legion is and was a major accomplishment, and it was an amazing and fantastic, and, you know, it earned a place on the shelf right next to Wrath, as far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. But Ian did say that, like, a lot of the things in Legion were experiments. You know, like, a lot of things that they introduced in Legion, you know, were unprecedented. They didn't know how it was going to fly. But, like, if you really look at it, like, even the way in which they sort of, like, determined the new cadence of things coming out in World of Warcraft, like, the rate at which, like, things would come out, like, patches and new features and stuff like that, that was new, too.
Yeah.
And everything pretty, like... It's hard for me to say this because I'm biased. Like, I love everything that comes out of WoW. But it seemed like most people were really happy with everything that came out and the way that it came out and the time in which it came. And so what I'm saying is, in a hugely roundabout way, is that Legion was a successful experiment. And now, with BFA, we are going to experience sort of like the fruits of all of that study and all of the labor and all of the creation that Legion brought to the game. And so we're really playing a new World of Warcraft, and this expansion is going to just, I don't know, expand upon all the things that Legion gave us. So I really can't imagine BFA not succeeding and not being even greater probably than Legion, because we've got all these new things. The WoW team knows that we like them. They knows what we don't like, what we do like. And now they have this brand new opportunity to expand on everything that was successful in Legion. So it's going to be great.
Of all those things, for you, I think I've made it clear for me that the thing I'm excited about most is Island Expeditions, because Scenarios freaking rocked in Pandaria, and I'm glad they're bringing them back in a hardcore way. Mm-hmm. For you, what's the one... if game feature or just portion of the expansion that has you hyped the most?
War mode, for sure.
Okay, so funny you bring that up, because the PTR, they had a WoW developer Q&A just a few days ago, and Lore was talking about his shaman, playing his shaman one day, and then Ian had said a few minutes earlier, oh yeah, PTR has war mode available and all that stuff. So mm-hmm. War mode's available on the PTR. Now, war mode's actually something that I didn't really test or get myself too involved into And I'm going to take a guess, because you're excited about this, that you probably know a lot more about it than I do. So for listeners that may not be so PvP-centric and focused on PvP, can you kind of try to break down what War Mode's all about and why it's different and new?
Okay, so it's sort of like it's world PvP that you can turn on and off. Like, we know that there's not going to be PvP realms anymore. There's just going to be realms. Do we know if there's going to be RP realms? I think there is, right?
They said that the RP realms, that rule set's going to pretty much stay the same, and they'll work a little bit differently for War Mode, but I remember them saying that they are very much aware of the desires of players on RP realms, and they are making sure that things work correctly there.
Okay. So as far as I know, like, I haven't tried this either, because, like, I do have a beta, but, like, I don't want to spoil this for myself. So it's another way to earn conquest points. I think that's what they're calling them. Mm-hmm. So if you've got it turned on, then you can go out into the world and battle other people who have War Mode turned on. And I think, like, the coolest part about the whole thing is bounty hunting. And so when you have, like, a lot of kills under your belt and you're kind of, you know, a big deal, you'll get a bounty put on your head. And when a bounty is put on you, that kind of announces to everyone in the zone that you're there. And then you appear on their mini map, just like you're like a real, like, world boss. And then
has a very Grand Theft Auto vibe to it. It's like you get the attention, the authority is enough, and now all the cops and everyone are after you. You're a 5-star villain.
Exactly. And I just, like, I don't know how that's going to go. Like a bunch of people just coming at you, but, like, I'm sure you could have your friends with you if you wanted to start something. But I feel like that would be, like, a huge honor, just having a bunch of Alliance people come and try to bring you down because you've killed so many of them. But anyway, I have to get over that part. That part's the best part. But
do you want to be hunted down by dozens and dozens of other players?
Oh, I do. I mean, even, like, I know I'm too squishy to take on few people. Like, I can stay alive while two people are wailing on me for quite a while, but any more than that, it's difficult as a mage. But I feel it's like in Overwatch when people single ult you because you're just being such a pest. It's just like, yes, thank you. Thank you for doing that. Thank you for blowing your entire ultimate on me alone, because I'm such an asshole.
You are that annoying.
Yes, thank you. But it would just, I don't know, to me it would be just really flattering, I guess. But let's see, what else do I know about it? I know that you get rewards. You get, like, plus 15 experience when you're out and about with War Mode on. They're just trying to, like, they're trying to make it appealing to people, because, yes, like, when you turn War Mode on and you've got PvP on, it's going to be like questing on a PvP realm, like the way it's always been, but probably even more so, because, you know, you're only going to be encountering other people with War Mode on, you know, and it's going to invite people to kill you rather than just, like, I've always been on a PvP server. And when people want to join that server, they're like, you know, how bad is it really? Do people, like, seek you out? Do people, like, camp you? Do people gank you? And, like, my answer has always been, like, yes, those things do happen, but they don't happen as often as you probably think. And, like, yes, sometimes, like, Lobies questing will have a few bad days in which people will decide to, like, grief them for hours on end. And that's when, you know, having a good guild to come to your aid is, you know, really, really valuable. But for the most part, like, you can if you're smart and you just sort of, like, keep an eye on your surroundings, you're probably fine on a PvP server. But, like, War Mode's effectively going to just sort of, like, filter out all the people who want to kick your ass and gank you and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So they have to make this as attractive as possible. So they're giving you more experience. I think you get, like, 10% extra rewards from world quests and stuff like that.
I will say this when it comes to the experience bonus with War Mode. Even though I don't PvP a majority of the time. I've PvP'd here and there. I mean, you've seen how I am in PvP firsthand. I will have war mode turned on for my first character that I level up in Battle for Azeroth. And I will, and here's why. That bonus, yeah, that is pretty cool. And people are like, oh, I feel like I'm being forced to level up with war mode. I don't feel like I'm being forced to level up with war mode. And I don't mind the little bit of risk. I'll also say that for the very first couple of weeks of Battle for Azeroth, I think that toggling war mode on is probably the least riskiest time to have war mode on, because there aren't going to be too many people who've leveled up to 120. And even if they, the thing is, even with one of the things going on with war mode, if I'm not mistaken, it kind of works just like how open world PvP's worked in Legion, where characters are, when they fight against each other, their scale, the damage is scaled and stuff like that. So, in essence, a 117 character could still fight a 120 and have a chance of winning.
Yeah, and I don't know. That just makes it fair and doable. And I don't know. It's weird because, like, PvP has always been this, like, huge part of World of Warcraft, but there's just such a large population of WoW players who absolutely want nothing to do with it. Absolutely nothing. And I don't know, like, it's I'm glad that they're making strides now to try to fix that and to try to, like, integrate PvP into regular gameplay. And I think Legion, of course, did a great job of that with, like, sort of easing people into PvP with those PvP dailies and stuff like that, and sort of, like, taking away a lot of the gear requirements for, or the old gear requirements for PvP and stuff like that too. And of course, with, like, the AWC and the MDI making, like, esports and competitive WoW a little bit more, like, palatable for the typical WoW player, it just seems like they're kind of, like, trying to figure out these ways and these rewards that will get people interested in PvP. But the way in which they've done it, like, with this, like, with this basically, like, this, like, button that says PvP yes, PvP no, they're not, like, you know, they're not forcing it on you. And, like, the people who think that they're being forced to turn war mode on to level up, it's like, nah, no, it's okay. Do you remember leveling up in vanilla? No, because you weren't around, probably, because you wouldn't be complaining about that, would you? No, you wouldn't. You know, back in my day,
I remember leveling up in Burning Crusade, and my very first experience with PvP in World of Warcraft, leveling in Hellfire Peninsula for the first time in Burning Crusade, and they have those PvP capture locations, right? The 3 points in the map. And I decided to participate in that because I thought, hey, why not? And I went to capture a thing, and I did, and it was great, and it was awesome. And mind you, I was level 60, like, one or something at the time, and then I got ganked by a level 70 character. And then I respawned and went back, and that same character killed me again. I respawned and went back, and now two of them were there, and they both killed me. And I got irritated, and I mentioned this to the friend of mine that introduced me to the game, and he was like, yeah, that's just kind of part of a thing. You might want to stay out of that. And he says, like, well, we don't really have a whole lot of level 70 guild members up yet, or otherwise I'd have them go back you up. But yeah, so it was interesting for me. And, that's kind of a question that I feel doesn't get brought up on shows too many times, come to think of it. What you mentioned about how there's this large portion of the player base that doesn't like PvP, and it makes me think, why? Why don't so many of us not like PvP? What is it about it? Now, I can tell you, my earliest player versus player experiences were from playing this MMO game, one of the earlier ones called Ultima Online. And player versus player combat and stuff, the way that was rigged up, if you died, if you got PK'd, player killed, your possessions were pretty much lost. Yeah, it was brutal. What if you carried a bunch of stuff on you that was fairly valuable and you got taken down, then they had the right to loot your corpse and take your stuff while you're in a ghost mode trying to respawn and get a res and stuff like that. WoW doesn't have that. In fact, there's not really too much that you lose when you die in World of Warcraft. The biggest thing that you lose is time. And, of course, as we've been playing the game more and more, time is a more valuable thing to people. People don't have as much time to play WoW, so when they end up having to spend any amount of time as a ghost in WoW trying to run back to their corpse, I can get how that'd be frustrating, but is the penalty or the loss for being killed by another player in WoW still that bad that people just hate PvP that much? I wonder if this feeling that a lot of people have about the negative feeling that people have about PvP is kind of an artifact from a WoW of years past. I really feel like more people should try to give player versus player war mode and that kind of stuff another chance, really.
I totally agree with that. I think, though, the issue that people have with PvP isn't specifically being killed by other people. It's the way PvP makes people feel. And it's like playing WoW without PvP involved is very cerebral. You know, it's like I have to know my class, I have to know my race, I have to know my rotation. I'm doing this boss with my friends, I have to know the mechanics. You know, it's all very like, okay, if somebody tells me what to do, or I go watch a video, or if I practice this boss next week, I'll be able to get him down. It's something that, like, once you realize that you've got kind of the hang of it, like, you know how to figure things out in WoW, then you kind of got it, you know? Like, and I know that's saying a lot, but as with most Blizzard games, like, they're easy to start playing, difficult to master. And it's just something that you can go along and do. And WoW is, you know, very user-friendly in that way. It's like, you know, learn how to shoot this boar, and now you'll shoot another boar, but he'll be a little bit more difficult, et cetera, et cetera. You know, I'm like,
and this one may have a silver dragon portrait exactly. around it. You might want to bring a friend.
Exactly. But, you know, and then, you know, you grow with your character levels up and gets better and does bigger things. And so do you. The thing about, no. So you're going along and doing that. And, like, you look at the forums, and, like, every time that the WoW team, quote unquote, like, pulls wool over their eyes, or, like, you know, changes something that people like, or takes away something that people like, or, you know, for example, takes away buffs from your character, or, you know, removes spells, takes away something, et cetera, et cetera.
Good old GCD drama of earlier this year.
Exactly. When stuff like that happens, it shakes people's confidence in the way that they play, and people don't like that because, you know, like, you've grown with your character, you know what to do, you log into WoW and you want to feel powerful. You want to feel like I've put 1700 hours into this character. I want to feel like I know what I'm doing. So that is an emotional response to the game. PvP takes away a lot of the things that you learn and makes you realize that you don't know anything. It's hard to swallow. Like, you go into a BG, you think that you can stand there and shoot fireballs at somebody coming at you, but you can't because they're not there. Suddenly they're behind you. Suddenly you're CC'd. Suddenly you're a frog or a sheep and you're dead. And that doesn't make you feel good. Like, you felt powerful in that Mythic Plus you just did, but now that you're in this BG, some 15-year-old kid just killed you, you know? And, like, you spent 1700 hours figuring out your rotation. Like, that shouldn't have happened. And the worst part is now you're tilted because that's not an NPC. That's not something you can go, okay, I'll just go watch the video, I'll come back next week, I'll gear up and I'll get that thing. No, you're never going to see this kid again. And he's got to learn that you are OP AF and he can't just do that to you. And when you're tilted, you can't play video games very well. I don't know if anybody's ever noticed that. So
I've seen you tilted on stream.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah,
to watch.
Real funny. But that's the reason why people, I mean, that's not the only reason, but that's the biggest reason, because a lot of the time PvP, like, people's first introduction to PvP is when they're leveling up on a PvP server and somebody ganks them. They don't like that. They don't like being taken out of their game. They had a thing going. They had a routine going. And then some Yahoo just comes along and kills you. And that doesn't feel good. And then maybe they'll gank you. And then you get an even worse response to that. And then, you know, your friends ask, hey, you want to go do some BGs? And you're like, absolutely not. That didn't feel good. I play this game to feel good. So the thing about PvP is that it's not, it is cerebral, but it gives you this emotional reaction. And even if it's not like a negative reaction, you're still sweating. You're still having to think outside the box. You're still having to think like, I am literally going up against another human being and I have absolutely no idea what this person's going to do. So it takes you out of that comfortable place that you've been in WoW, and it forces you to learn how to play your character differently. It forces you how to move differently. It forces you to like look at the game and look at its surroundings and think about it differently. And that is not an easy feat for somebody who is, you know, naturally not very interested in playing PvP, because if you were, you probably wouldn't be playing WoW. You'd be playing something else.
Right, like Heroes of the Storm and Overwatch.
Exactly.
And it's kind of interesting because in those games, and in even Hearthstone, when it comes to player versus player content, when you were playing against other players, most of those games, and this applies to a lot of games that are competitive, have a system where the game attempts to match you up against someone of relatively equal skill. And World of Warcraft has that too, with arenas and like rated battlegrounds, but open world PvP is entirely different. Mm-hmm. Open world PvP, you don't know who you're going to be matched up against. There is no such thing as a matchmaking system. You are not necessarily going to be up against someone of equal skill level. You may not go up against the same number of people of equal skill level. And I think that feeling of unfairness that may happen when you are outnumbered or just plain out outskilled, that may contribute to some of the bad feelings that come with the possible downside to going into open world PvP. So, yeah, I guess I can see that. It's not as much really what you lose in terms of like gameplay or points or level or anything like that, but it's just more about people don't want to PvP because losing feels bad, mm-hmm. and the effort and time required to possibly get better may not necessarily be worth it to them compared to all the other activities they could be doing in the game where they don't have to worry about going up against another player.
Exactly. Exactly. That's it. Exactly. And that's a lot to swallow. And I don't think that a lot of people will be on board with that because they just never have, you know, and, mm-hmm. and that's unfortunate because like putting the effort into being good at PvP. And when I say good, I mean, not, you know, like
just competent.
Competent. Like, I only got into PvP after playing since vanilla on a PvP server in Legion. And that was only because, like, they took steps to make PvP easier for people who had no idea what they were doing. And so I took it. And it was tough. And it took months. And I really, really had to work at it. And it was something that kind of like wasn't easy at the beginning because like people who love to play WoW want to log in and just play their game and feel good and feel happy. And, you know, like they want some things to work for. And yes, it's the grind is hard sometimes. And yes, wiping on the same boss every single week is hard. But like, you know, that at the end of it, when you have that mount you were grinding, when that transmog piece finally drops after 300 weeks, when you finally get Garrulon down or never, in my case, it feels good, you know, like it's something that you've been working towards. And it's not just an accomplishment in World of Warcraft. It's something that you stuck with and did, and it's done. And like, that's why you play the game, you know, like that's what World of Warcraft is. It's a series of rewards for some kind of hard work that you put in, and PvP is no different. And it's just a little bit more difficult, and it takes you out of your regular playing style. It takes you out of your comfort zone. It does make you upset. It does make you cry sometimes. It does make your butt real sweaty when you play it. But the thing is, like, now there's this whole other side of the game that I don't feel ignorant of. I feel welcomed by. I don't feel afraid to like walk out into the world and go up against people. I don't feel like I don't know what I'm doing in BGs. I don't feel completely stupid when I'm doing Arena, you know, but like more than that, it taught me to use my character in a way that I wasn't doing before. Like before, I was your typical range DPS. I'd stand back and do my thing and the thing would fall over. The end, you know,
but throwing fireballs, being fabulous.
Exactly. But now I'm all over the place. Like I know how to move. I know how to like get out of the way. I my blinks are so on point. Like I am just amazing at it. Like you just, and not only like fighting things, but like moving around the world and like, I don't know, just like checking out my surroundings better. And like, I don't know, just feeling more confident in this world that I love to be in. Like I'm not afraid of anybody anymore. Never. And I love PvP now. I am not the best PvPer. I still pretty much suck when it comes, like when, you know, I'm up against people who actually know what they're doing. Well, I'm not great, but I'm pretty good. And that gives me so much confidence in like all aspects of the game, including PvE. Because like, you know, if I can take on two people at the same time, then like this boss who's going to be the same every single week is nothing. Like I've got this. So I don't know. I'm excited for this war mode, and I'm excited that PvP seems to be continuing in this sort of like this new avenue that they've put it down. And I hope that like it's more people like me who have like chosen to ignore PvP for so long might give it a chance, because like it is easier more than ever to get into PvP, and I'm telling you, it's worth it.
For me, it's going to be the marriage of both this new PvP philosophy and the feature that I've been loving and the most and been most excited about, scenarios, which is going to get me into PvP any bit more than I have before. Mm. The PvP mode for scenarios, something which you can expect I'm going to try to drag you into a few times.
Of course.
PvP scenarios is pretty awesome. I've played a few times on the beta. Do I suck at PvP scenarios? Yes, but I've also noticed to a degree that over time I was getting a little bit better and I was being a little bit more careful. And it was the right combination of the PvE gameplay that I'm used to with scenarios with a little bit of PvP mixed into it in terms of trying to deny your enemy, taking advantage of them at this moment or that moment, stuff like that, that made the game feel fresh, alive, and fun. And to those of you that haven't done PvP in a while, and maybe you're not necessarily into trying war mode, but if you want to try something a little different, if you want to try to get into PvP a little bit more, I would encourage you to try PvP scenarios, because one thing about that is it'll be a 3-player team each time. So you don't necessarily have to worry about getting outnumbered. If you get outnumbered in a PvP scenario, it's because you strayed from your two people in your team and you put yourself in a bad position. And that's something that can be corrected. If you stay with your freaking team, then that won't happen. Mm-hmm. but yeah, PvP scenarios, I think, are going to be a lot of fun. I'm really excited about that, and I encourage people to try them because I think it may get people more interested in PvP. Really quick before we move on from this general stuff, one thing I just want to ask you, because I'm curious, when you were playing Legion, when you were getting into PvP, was there any particular moment or any particular event where you got that like first real feeling of it was worth it?
Yes, actually. So I started PvPing because I wanted that unicorn mount that you get for prestige mm-hmm. 4, and I'd never prestiged before, and that's no small feat. Like that's like math. That's like 50 plus like 200 honor levels. So I had to keep at it, and I would do as many BGs as I could stomach that day, so at least one.
Now, you were gaining prestige by not doing all those tower quests. You were doing it the way it was meant to
No, be. I was doing the tower quests. What I wasn't doing were the daily arena quests, like those ones that were worth like 500 points. Just because I was nervous, you know, like that's literally what war mode's going to be like. It was like an area in which everybody would just be hostile and you could just kill anyone walking around in there. And that made me nervous. But like 500 points, like for that was just getting way too tempting. And then I decided, you know, like I was doing BGs. This was only a few months in and I was doing BGs, but I was doing the mechanics, but I wasn't going and like killing 8 people. I was just like calling inks and like trying to defend the flag as best I could, you know, before dying. But I finally just did it. And when I went and tried it, I was doing a lot better than I thought I would do. And it wasn't a measure of like how much damage I was doing or the correct spells I was doing. It was more like I had learned how to move and I had learned how to anticipate my enemies and I had learned how to outsmart them.
All right. Well, I am definitely excited and just really can't wait to be doing PvP mode. I'm going to be doing that on the first character I play. I'm going to be getting into PvP scenarios. I'm really hyped for that. A couple other things I want to talk about before we wrap up for this episode. Mythic Dungeons are kind of a popular thing now. We have the Mythic Dungeon Invitational coming up in just a matter of a few days from this recording, and I know that you're pretty excited about that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm so excited for this weekend.
So the champs are going to be determined from that, and one of the things that I've noticed that's been talked about lately is there's a change going in for Mythic Dungeons, and it's kind of a big deal depending on how you look at it, but I don't know really how big of a deal it's going to be for you and me. But there's this change going in that's basically saying that when you participate in the Mythic Dungeon, you will not be able to change what gear you have. So let's say you have let's say you had Prydaz from Legion. You wouldn't be able to swap that in or out to work on like bosses where damage spikes may be higher than others. Of course, we're not going to have legendaries like that in Battle for Azeroth, but Azerite gear is still going to provide some quirky abilities that people might want to swap in and out if they were in a Mythic Dungeon or Mythic Plus, and they're not going to be able to do that. How does that affect you? How do you feel about just having that lack of flexibility when you go into Mythics?
Honestly, it's not going to affect me unless I forget to take off my PvP set. And even that's not a huge issue. The thing about it is, like, I don't want to have to worry about min-maxing for dungeons. I already worry about absolutely everything when it comes to raiding. And, like, that's a 3 to 4 hour affair, you know? So, yeah, you're going to have to worry about a lot of things. With Mythic Plus dungeons, yes, they can be difficult to a scaling degree, of course, but you know, like, it's a dungeon at the end of the day. It is a dungeon, and I don't want to worry about min maxing. And if I go in and I can't change anything, you know, just like a BG, oh well, you know, I'll live, hopefully, unless, you know, the thing I'm wearing is, you know, some holiday gear, like when you leave on your Christmas sweater and you're like, oh, this isn't gonna help me at all.
Or if you're wearing that black mage weave that you use to dance on mailboxes with.
Exactly. So yeah, I don't know. It's fine. It's one of those changes where it's just something, you know, since Mythic Plus, when back in my day when Mythic Plus came out, I could change anything I wanted. And now that I can't, I just feel really terrible about it. And I feel like Blizzard is trying to pull the wool over my eyes again. Like, they're tricking me. Like, I am so upset about this. It's like, yeah, it's going to be like that. It's just a thing that people are going to have to get used to. It's going to take about a week after it comes out for people to get used to it. And then nobody's going to bring it up again and everybody's going to be fine. So
it's the highly controversial topic of the week thing. It's actually something that I've noticed, that's been happening over the development of BFA over the past several weeks. It's like every week there's a different controversial point, or like this something that's like, when you look at the big picture, is really, really freaking small compared to the scope of everything we're doing in Battle for Azeroth. But because it's a change and change is scary, people jump on that like flies on honey or flies on other materials, and just blow it out of proportion. They did that with general cooldowns to a degree. They've done it with elements of lore and story. They've done it when some guy talked about blood trolls
some guy E3.
But it's always something, right? It's just like, yeah. if there's one real significant change and there's nothing else to talk about, people will jump on that topic and just make it a really big deal when, you know, after a week or a month or so, people are going to be like, why did we care about that?
Exactly. I wish people like Doomsday people would just have the patience to look back on World of Warcraft history, all 15 friggin' years of it, and see that there have been, indeed, many changes that have come. And, you know, some stick, some don't, some need to be tweaked, some never touched again, some are implemented in the game and nobody even notices. Like, this game would not have survived this long without these changes and these forays into the unknown. And even though that might seem scary, like, the WoW team never lets things go that don't work, you know? And sometimes it takes them longer to fix things than other, but nobody's ever died because they, you know, couldn't... Okay, nobody's ever literally died because they couldn't change their gear in a dungeon, you know? Like, it's going to be fine. There's all sorts of changes. Next week, they're going to announce something new that's going to be even, quote-unquote, worse than this, and everybody's going to survive. So relax.
I've said many a times in this place and other shows and other places that you are probably one of the most positive people I know about World of Warcraft. And I feel like some time ago I might have asked you, is there anything in WoW you're critical of? And this is the point where you might have a quippy answer for me, and I'll still listen to that one. But I just thought of what I think you might be the most critical of in World of Warcraft.
What's that?
Critical of people being critical.
I really am. I think it's because, like, I've been blessed with the ability to just sort of be perpetually happy with everything that WoW's come out with. And I know that that's not a normal thing. I know this. But that also gives me the clarity and the patience to like see the big picture and to sort of like take in, like, you know, the chaos of the present and line it up against like all of the things that have happened in the past. And like, in somebody in my position and your position, where you have to be like on top of things as far as like World of Warcraft news and Blizzard news and expansion news, etc., like, I have to be on top of this every day. And every time something new comes out, I have to know about it and understand it as best I can. And I've been doing that for 3 years.
Funny that it's been 3 years, right?
Yeah, like as a content creator. But before that, I was just a fan. And I can see that, like, you know, these changes come about naturally. Like, this is a natural life cycle of World of Warcraft. Like, the closer we get to a new expansion, the more things get changed, the more people drop out and come back. And I don't know, it just, World of Warcraft has this tried and true lifespan. And no matter what changes, like it always has to go through these seasons of its life. And we are now entering, you know, like we're coming out of the winter period. People are slowly coming back to WoW. Things are changing. Like, birds are returning, like trees are sprouting, like, and change is on the horizon. Like, springtime in WoW is coming and it brings change, and people just have to deal with that. And once they do, they completely forget about it and it just becomes part of life. And that's what people need to remember before they get all critical in the forums and start spewing doomsday stuff all the time. Like, it's ridiculous.
Just like when spring comes, it's time for the birds and the bees to get it on. It's time for red and blue to get it on.
Wait, do you mean like...
I mean in combat.
Oh, wait, birds and bees? Like, wait, But I thought, wait.
I mean, that's how I was taught about the birds and the bees. The birds and the bees fight each other to the death, right?
Sure. I mean, in that context, then yes. Let's go with that.
Well, you know, we got a few minutes left, and this is the last time that you and I are having a discussion on a podcast, probably before Battle for Azeroth takes flight. Although you won't be able to get flying until 8.1 or later. But what do you have? Any kind of particular goals or anything that, like, I know. It didn't really happen for me in Legion because work got in the way, but with most expansions for me in the past, like, I will try to request extra days off from work, and that first week or the first 2 weeks of the expansion, I am just all in, playing probably a way inappropriate amount of World of Warcraft compared to other hours that I'm awake. And that's probably going to happen with Battle for Azeroth. And I usually have certain goals I want to get accomplished. I'm wondering, like, how do you handle those first couple of weeks? What goals do you have? What is life going to be like for Thist in the first week of Battle for Azeroth?
In the first week, I always feel a little torn between wanting to level and advance through new content quickly because, you know, everybody's online, everybody is advancing at different rates, and the people who are in front of you are like, did you see this? Did you go to this place? Did you get this yet? And you want to, but at the same time, like, you also don't want to just completely rush through all this new content because it's new and exciting, and basically nothing in my life is more exciting than a new expansion. So I certainly don't want to squander my time. And so I don't really have any goals or anything that I want to focus on immediately. I just really want to take my main and go through everything and try to slow down and try to appreciate it and just try to, I don't know, I love when everything in WoW is new, and it's those precious few days before people start, like, complaining about things and, like, tweaks have to happen, and I don't know, it's just, like, the memes that come out of all the new things and, like, all the cool stuff that people discover and share on social media and all of the screenshots and the banter, because everybody has returned from, like, I don't know, year of not playing, and everybody's back and people are just experiencing these things together. Like, this is the best time of life for a World of Warcraft player such as myself. And my main goal is to just try to appreciate that everything that the WoW team has come up with, because I know that they've worked especially hard on this, and I can't wait to see it all.
I definitely cannot wait either. I'm super excited. I mean, I've been playing beta on the Alliance side, and I know you may judge me for that.
I know.
But here's the thing. I've been doing that so that I could keep the Horde experience untarnished and unspoiled, so that when I dive in the Battle for Azeroth and play for the proper faction, no faction bias on this podcast whatsoever, I'll be able to enjoy it with fresh eyes and ears and everything. So I'm super stoked. There are many dinosaurs and troll structures to encounter and sexy naked blood trolls to probably vanquish because they're evil and will never be an allied race. but yeah, I'm definitely hyped for Battle for Azeroth. I can't wait. I'm really looking forward to that first raid for Uldir. I know that's not going to be open, like, right away. They're going to give us a few weeks to, like, get characters in 120 and stuff like that. But Uldir sounds pretty freaking exciting.
Yeah, it does.
All right. Well, I think that's pretty much going to do it. This, as always, thank you for being on the show. It is always a pleasure to have you on. I know that you do a few podcasts besides this one. I think my last count put it something like 14 or 15 other podcasts.
Something like that.
How about you let listeners know where else they can find you on the interwebs?
Sure. I do a podcast called Lagging Balls, and it's about all Blizzard games except StarCraft, but, you know, it touches on Blizzard a lot as a company, and mostly it's just, you know, dick and fart jokes galore. And yeah, we do a live stream every Friday Just hanging out with people. I'm also on Convert to Raid. I do that every Tuesday night. And I'm also on the Battle.net sports show. It's a Convert to Raid esports show. I cover World of Warcraft esports and Overwatch esports on that. And then I write for an esports website called Double Tap. It's dbltap.com. And I cover World of sometimes I cover World of Warcraft when they let me, but mostly I talk about Overwatch and the Overwatch League there. And you can find me on Twitter at Thist03.
Quick question. Uh-huh. Overwatch grand finale coming up in the not-so-far future. Who's taking it all? Please say NYXL.
It's going to be NYXL.
Thank you. All right. Of course, you can follow me on Twitter at Rowow. That's R-H-O-W-O-W. I do a couple other shows, Realm Maintenance and Hearth Casual, and those two shows with this make up everything known as Realm Maintenance Productions. If you want to support that, you can go to patreon.com/realmpodcast, or if you don't want to toss my way, that is totally fine. I am more than happy that you're just downloading, listening, tossing 5-star reviews, retweeting, all that stuff. And any support I get here is greatly appreciated, and everyone that I work with appreciates it as well. That'll do it. I can't wait to talk to you next time. I see the light at the end of the tunnel when it comes to Battle for Azeroth, and by light at the end of the tunnel, I mean the Burning Tree of Teldrassil.
Hey, I have no problem with that.
I will bring the marshmallows. can you bring the s'mores?
Heck yeah.
All right. Well, until next time, everyone. I've been Ro, she's been Thist, and we now return you to your regularly scheduled adventures in Azeroth. Goodbye, everybody. Wait a minute, Thist. S'mores are made up of marshmallows. What am I thinking?
Apparently you don't understand the s'more metric.
And I don't know how to say poutine.
That is also true. You have a lot to learn.
It's the end of the show, and that means it's once again time for your weekly podcast roundup brought to you by the Realm Maintenance Podcast. The following is an insanely quick rundown of every show I'm aware of that covers the Blizzard franchise and produced an episode between June 11th and 17th of 2018. For General Blizzard Podcast, we have Three Goblins in Trenchcoat, All Things Azeroth, The Bard's Tavern, Blizzard Watch, Boo Cluse, Epic Fail, Freezing Nomad, Frozen Nerds, Geeks of Azeroth, Group Quest, Icy Veins, Incense, Lightning Balls, Nerf This, The Sundering, and Torn Think Tank. Your World of Warcraft shows include Adventures in Azeroth, AIE Podcast, Azeroth Roundtable, Battle Pets, Best in Slot, The Converted, Countdown to Classic, Control at Wild, Dark Moon Herald, Decoded, Frazzlecast, Half Hill Report, Lion's Pride Tavern Lore, Watch Merely a Setback, Middlefinger Podcast, Starting Zone, Tankcast, Technically PvP, The Weekly Reset, World of Warcast, Wild Talk, Wellhead Weekly, and Saphira's Adventure. Inside the Tavern for Hearthstone, we have 16-hour Dusting Eric, Chicken Around the Hearth, Lizlet Hearthstone, Brewmasters, The Clock, Coin Concede, Daring Reporter, Happy Hearthstone, Hearth Coach, Hero Power Cast, Into the Wild, The Light Forge, Legend of the Innkeeper, Off Curve, Omnistone, Tier 5 Podcast, Top Deck Kings, Valetown, Bones Chosen, and Walk to Work. Shattered Soulstone put out a Diablo podcast this past week, so did the Pylon for StarCraft. Hero of the Storm podcasts include Core, Gank Bush Squad, Into the Nexus, Swords of the Storm, Nexus Trolls, and Troll in HGC. And finally, for Overwatch, we have Around the Payload, The Bird Watchers, Black Rock Report, The Cavalry, Heroes Never Die, High Noon, Instalock, Junkertown FM, Omnic Lab, Outlaws Outpost, Oversight, Overwatch League Daily, Overwatch League Network, Overwatch Rundown, The Owl Recap, Owl Things Considered, Triggered, Uberview, and Watchpoint Radio. You can catch the weekly podcast roundup at the end of this show and during the Realm Maintenance podcast. For links to all these shows and more great Blizzard podcasts, go to realm-maintenance.com. You can find this podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, or your podcast app of choice. You can follow the show on Twitter at RestartCast, email the show at rollingrestartpodcast@gmail.com. The Rolling Restart is a presentation of Realm Maintenance Productions. You can find archives of this show at rollingrestart.frozenfoxmedia.com. The music for the show is Shaping of the World, originally by Jason Hayes from Blizzard Entertainment, and remixed by Pascal Michael Stifel. No copyright infringement is intended. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
This podcast is part of the Frozen Fox Media Network. Visit us at frozenfoxmedia.com for information about this and all the other content we offer. You can also find us on Twitter at Frozen Fox Media. Frozen Fox Media, cool content for the gaming community.